Now, Americans are very, very interesting people, if you don't mind me saying. Number one, they're some of the most generous and caring and loving people. Number two, there's a difference between the American people and the American government. The American government will see a threat and go out and kill that threat. The American people will see a threat and walk away from it and not feed it and allow it to die. And I believe that's what the states should do, and allow the federal government in its current tyrannical form to simply bleed out like a stuck pig.
Man, perfect, because the secession movement, in order for that to succeed, and I mean be successful, is for the states, for the people of the states and the states themselves to stop feeding the beast. That's the only way that this is going to work. And unfortunately, the beast is the federal income tax system, which finances everything, and people are deathly afraid of that.
Yeah, I mean, they have the power, if you don't comply, to take your things from you.
But at the end of the day, that's what we need to do. We need to unite and do that. And hopefully, as you so aptly pointed out there, you know, this movement, hopefully it takes hold, and that's what does take place. But, you know, we have to stop feeding the beast, and that's an important fact. But go ahead.
Well, Americans are not alone in this fight. Wherever you are on this earth today, you are under the jackboot of the globalist UN. It's as simple as that. Their leaders and banking cartel scum are currently in charge of your country, whether you realize it or not. And this means that if America falls, so does the rest of the world. Okay? It is the last bastion, I believe, of hope for a new renaissance for humanity. And that's why I pledge really regularly to never, ever, ever let you guys just kind of go, oh, it's all your fault, it's all your problem. Hell no. I'm here to help, and I will not stop, and you have allies everywhere. Because the worst thing that you can ever have in any military conflict is nobody who's got your back, right? Now, there's two tactics, two tactics and analogies that I like to apply here. Firstly is the tactic of a cactus. A cactus protects itself by covering itself in spines from every direction, so that any time that any creature comes up and tries to destroy it or attack it, it gets a little prick to remind him. This is how the truth movement is now working. You've got truthers like me popping up in New Zealand, truthers like you popping up in America, people in England and India, and I've had people on the show from Tunisia and all over the world, essentially. People are naturally creating this tactic of a cactus, because for each conspiracy, for each part of the area of the world, I can guarantee you there is one person who is that little spine that is sticking out and showing them that we're not going to go without a fight. And the second is about tactically turning it into a media game, because as Alex Jones illustrates, it's an information war. And when you talk about war, you've got to talk about military tactique and relay it with creative analogy to the media. So my one is a phalanx. In Greek a battle formation, particularly made famous by Alexander the Great, they had a shield formation called a phalanx. You had a large shield that was capable of covering thigh to neck. Okay, that is how big the shield was, namely because that's where the femoral artery all the way to your trachea and any kill shots that could be come at you with either a sword or a spear would be able to be deflected. But the point being, not to protect yourself with that large shield, but actually to protect the man next to you. And you'll notice that most of the major and military armies in the world, that's actually what they teach their soldiers. It's not about protecting yourself. It's about the men. It's about the man next to you. So what you do is you've created a shielding mechanism that also protects you from behind, as well as the man next to you from the front. You don't have to worry about defending yourself anymore. So what I talked about is an activist phalanx, because these are the death blows that we can be struck. Our radio shows could go off air. Our funding could be cut from our listeners or something of that nature. The currency could collapse. We could run out of food. We could be kicked out of our house. There's all these certain things that would essentially deal a death blow to our operations to try and free a greater humanity. And so when we talk about our radio personalities and YouTubers and all of this kind of stuff, adopt the tactic of the phalanx. If you know of any other person out there who is really hurting right now, who needs help, step in to defend them in any capacity or way that you can. We all stand together and protect the man next to us, or there is nobody watching our back, and we will all die and hang separate.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what...
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
And if just every person in this world would have that attitude and mentality, we would be in a much better place. But unfortunately, we have a not even an American culture anymore, but a world culture of selfishness. And as you alluded to earlier, the best thing you can do for yourself is to give as much of yourself to other people as possible. And those rewards are so much better than doing for yourself. And if we could have a humanity that was selfless, we could truly break this tyranny instantly.
Well, I don't think it's about the masses. I don't think any time throughout history have the masses really made a difference. The American Revolution was fought by not more than 4%, 3% of the U.S. population who were willing to lay down their lives to die against the tyranny of King George. Okay? 3%.
Right.
That's all it took. In communist China, Chairman Mao, regardless of how evil the communist regime may have been, they managed to take over their country with 1% popular support. The Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, 4% popular support. You don't need the masses. The masses have never made a difference. Never. It is the small, determined minority and the individual spirit that has always and will always be the deciding factor. So, if anything, you need to tell the masses that they're not masses anymore. They are individuals. And they must make decisions and take action themselves, or they will never make a difference.
Beautifully, well said. Vinny, I'll tell you what. What a way to end the program. Well said. I could not have articulated that better. And Joe is just nodding over here saying, absolutely. We now have to accept the responsibility, understand the instant and total threat to our survival, to the survival of our kids, our offspring, our grandchildren. We're at that precipice right now. We're at that juncture right now.
Yeah, well, we want to thank you for being on our show. I want to thank your producer, Mitch, for setting this up. And it was a blast being on your show, and definitely enjoyed you being here. And we got to stay in contact,
stick
together, and definitely do this again.
You are on. You are on our team. We're teammates, I guess. Comrades in arms, shall we say?
Or to use a more clandestine phrase, we're collaborators.
There you go. There you go. Very good.
Well, thanks, Vinny, from the Vinny Eastwood Show.
My friend, God bless, man. Thank you. Yeah, Joe.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, and take it easy, Vinny.
60 seconds.
Well,
and folks, you can join us.
I could take it easy, but I wouldn't accomplish as much.
Well, keep stirring up the trouble.
There you go. There you go. Folks, that'll do it for another night of the Hagman & Hagman Report for this Monday, November 19th, 2012. I'm Doug Hagman with me and Joe Hagman. We're signing off, and I'll tell you what, we'll be back tomorrow, strong as ever. Don't forget, we're going to be live on Thursday.
And Friday.
Until tomorrow, God bless. Stay safe.